are now listening to There Will Be Swearing.
Hello, welcome to another charming episode of There Will Be Swearing. We are on number four. I am Johnny, and over there is
Brad.
Man, sexy voice, Brad. So what's going on there, Trixie?
Not much. Keeping on, keeping on. Like, things are good.
Yeah.
But I'd like to talk today about something in particular.
You're not going to try to sell me life insurance, are you?
Okay, next topic.
I already have a set of pots and pans as well.
And but have you ever looked into Cutco?
Oh, God. My wife used to sell Cutco, dude, like years ago. Believe it or not, I still have some of the knives. They're actually good. They were good shit, but it was a, you know, typical.
That sounds like a potential, animal. Like, country song. Like, my wife used to sell shit from Cutco.
It's true. Then they do something about, like, the Amway. Amway took my baby away.
Oh, that's awesome.
we can do that. I don't think the Ramones would mind.
No, they wouldn't.
Well,
and when we took my baby away. Well, pyramid schemes weren't my thing.
Get on that, son. Write that down.
Working on it.
Word.
But I want to talk about because you're kind of funny. Like, I'm funny. But I want to talk about your favorite comedians and my favorite comedians, and I think the listeners probably have the same taste.
But Brad, I don't like funny things.
Yeah, well, I just want to address things that you loathe.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Okay, so hit it, man. Who's your favorite comedian?
I've got a list, and it's no particular order because I love comedy in general. I love to laugh, like, and I love to make people laugh. That's my thing.
I love to laugh. I like walks on the beach. I love giving each other enemas.
On roller coasters.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. If you listeners don't understand what we're talking about, you have to listen to episode two.
Yeah, something about
it was episode two.
Yeah, I forget something. There was all kinds of weird butt talk going on there. I think it was an enema on a roller coaster. Is that what it was? Some sort of anal irrigation on a fun ride. I don't know.
I think it was just, like, you telling me, like, how I just watched a lot of shitty movies.
Well, you do watch shitty movies.
Yeah, and then I, like, pushed through it, like... Wow, I just caught myself in a joke.
You just sit there and just clench down, man. Pucker up and just push it out.
Pucker up, buttercup.
Yeah.
Which is a flower, which is terrible. Like,
so I will cut to the chase. I think my favorite comedian, probably my go-to would be good old Mitch Hedberg. I think that's my dude.
Oh, of course, like the classic one-liners, like they're amazing.
They are. It's like, and his presentation was always so dry, and just they were fucking fantastic. I mean, he had shit like, you know. What was it like? My fake plants died because I did not pretend to water them. I don't have a girlfriend, but I do know a woman who'd be mad at me for saying that. I mean, Mitch is a fucking
which is a tragedy. Like that he was claimed too early, but yeah. one of his funny jokes was like, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too.
Yeah. But, and this, I don't know, man. Everything's just fucking great. And some of them are just like, don't. He would like, if carrots got you drunk, rabbits would be messed up. I mean, obviously, that's just not like hysterically funny, but just the idea of like, I don't know. It was just, some of those are just so bad that they were funny. You know, something like that is like, okay.
and speaking of another like one-liner comic, and I'm not a, we should still discuss Mitch Hedberg, but Stephen Wright.
Oh God, Stephen Wright. He's like Eeyore like, with Gallagher hair.
But the joke that I really liked of his, like, and he has so many good ones, was like, I put a dehumidifier and a humidifier in the same room and see if they fight it out. Just
genius.
Just absurd, amazing one-liners.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I think half the stuff they thought up is probably occurred to them on the toilet or in a shower, and they hurry and just jotted it down.
I think that's where all good humor is discovered.
That's true. That's why I always giggle when I'm taking a shit.
We're not getting into poop jokes, dude, again.
Dude, life is just one long string of poop jokes.
Yeah, no, there's a lot.
Yeah.
So, okay, another comedian.
Okay.
That you like.
That I like, I don't know, man. God, old school Eddie Murphy was hysterical back in the day.
Oh,
before the daddy daycare days, I think. Can't go wrong with good old Richard Pryor.
Oh, you can't deny the Richard Pryor.
Hell no.
But Eddie Murphy's was it Delirious?
Delirious.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. Like, I watched Delirious and I watched Raw so many times over the years.
He was like 23, yeah. Like when he did Delirious, and he was dressed up in like the whole Michael Jackson like action suit.
Action suit. Kung Fu Grip.
Got the Kung Fu Grip.
Kung Fu Eddie shit.
But he had so much good material on that. Like my favorite part of Delirious was the whole Mr. T thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine if Mr. T was gay? Slow down, boy. Coming too fast. Could clench my butt cheeks together, rip your dick off. Like, that's just... What? Where? How?
I don't know. I used to be... Well, I still am. Although he seemed to have slipped in recent years. Dave Chappelle... The Chappelle Show was like some of the funniest shit.
Oh, ever. Season two was God.
The Prince stuff, man.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Prince and the Rick James stuff, but the Prince one. Oh my effing God, man. That one just kills me still. Every time I see it, and I've seen it so many times, I just die laughing, man.
Like where he slaps his ass. I'm not on your team. Oh, man.
Blouses.
And then Charlie pancakes. Murphy. That comes full circle. He made his pancakes. Pancakes. Like he repeated the second time he repeated it, made it even more hilarious. It's like just pancakes.
Yeah, it was fucking so good.
Chappelle, like he's a genius, and. He disappeared for a while.
He did. I saw him. I've seen him twice live so far. He fucking killed it both times, man. It was fantastic. But some of the more recent specials that I've seen that he's done on
On Netflix.
Yeah, they didn't quite grab me. I don't know what it was. It was like he was being a little. I don't know what it was. It was almost like he was trying a little too hard.
I'll nail it. Why so serious?
Yeah, it was lacking for me. You know, it was just like I really kind of missed, you know, that old Dave Chappelle. And I don't know if a lot of it was just because of his co-writers that he had on the Chappelle Show. And he just didn't have that anymore. I don't know if he already blew his wad, essentially, and did everything he thought he could do. And I don't know what it is.
I honestly think that he rose to a great amount of success in such a short amount of time and just kind of burned himself out.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to take a break. Because the first time I saw him in cinematics was Half-Baked.
Yeah.
Which, this comes full circle because Stephen Wright was the dude on the couch.
There you go. Yeah, he was in Half-Baked. He was in, what was it, Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
Yeah, Men in Tights was good. Actually, yeah, no, that came out around the same time, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But Men in Tights was, I mean, another comedian, Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Flipping amazing.
Can't mean fucking Mel Brooks. Jesus Christ, man. I like Blazing Saddles. I still am in love with Spaceballs. I'm still waiting. Supposedly, there's a Spaceballs 2 coming. Finally.
Probably won't see Rick Moranis in it, though.
Nah, the Rick Moranis apparently is just kind of out of the acting game from what I had read. His wife had some medical issues. She passed, and he spent all this time taking care of her, and she died, and he's just kind of happy being Rick Moranis now.
Yeah, just taking care of his kids, which is fine.
That's cool. I mean,
but
that's the weird thing about actors. It's like when you're an actor, they expect you to be an actor forever and ever until you die. It's so much different than any other occupation. I mean, if I was an accountant or something, you know, I have every right in the world to change my mind and not be an accountant or retire or something like that. But it's like when you're an actor, you're expected that's your job for, you know, ever. It's kind of weird.
Well, the thing too, is I'm not an actor. I don't know what that's like. But to be expected to churn out your performance like every time. Yeah, no, that could be kind of grating. And I couldn't even imagine if you know, typecasting. Like, that's what you're going to do. That's what you're good at. We're not even going to look at anything else.
Yeah, it's kind of like every movie that Adam Sandler's ever been in.
God.
I think his first three movies, actually, I think he was just like the same character with a different name. And so it's like, oh, I'm Adam Sandler. And every movie, it's like, I've already seen this. Oh, look at me. Oh, dude. Oh, I did finally see Ready Player One.
How was that? Did you like it?
I did. It was good. I can see some of the complaints that people were making about, you know, there's too many pop culture references, blah, blah, blah. It's like, if you understand the fucking story, you know, the entire thing's like this make-believe world, you know, the Oasis or whatever, the guy who created it was basically, you know, complete nerd, loser, outcast. And that's where all of his inspiration, that's where all of his solace came from, was all these video games and movies and all these things, you know. And it was obviously, you know, that's where his creativity came from, you know. And I loved it. I thought,
oh, exactly.
A lot of shit that I identify with, you know, you kind of seeing all those references actually made you identify with the creator of everything a little more.
I was happy with it. And I just recently read the book. And, you know, I'm just like one of those people that do that. But I was happy with both. I was equally as happy. It didn't follow like, you know, canon or whatever, but it brought the fun.
Right. I mean, there's definitely some things that were changed. And I'm sure a lot of things that were in there had more to do with, you know, studio licensing and deals like that, as far as, you know, who could be, you know, in there and blah, blah, blah. But I thought it was fucking sweet. I had a good time. I thought it was great. I laughed a bunch. I mean, when, like, you know, Chucky was in it, and that moment there, and I yeah, that fucking cracked me up. No, I thought it was a great movie, man. It was.
It was clever. Very clever.
People who want to bitch are just gonna bitch, but it was a good time, man.
Yeah, no, I'm an equal opportunist bitcher, but that was awesome. I liked it. Bitcher? Is that a word? Did I create a word?
I heard you were the catcher.
No, I was the bitcher. Like, I was complaining about, like, everything that the pitcher didn't catch. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
I have no idea where I was going with that, but
don't know what's happening right now.
Yeah, people who are listening, believe it or not, Brad there is actually quite multilingual and speaks all the sexy languages. Who you know, you can order your tacos for you with a accent.
And it's like, would you like brisket on your tacos?
I'd love fucking brisket. Oh my god, that sounds good.
That's the one cool thing about Texas. And
that's it.
Just
Irish people, well, I mean, in Texas.
Well, no, that was Scottish accent.
Scottish people in Texas.
If I said it with an Irish accent, it would be like, oh, I really love the tacos,
dude.
Ooh, tacos. Ooh.
I was like, get your dialects right, Johnny.
I never said I was multilingual.
Shoot, no, that was just an accent.
Well, you're fucking fancy.
Or the French accent. Oh. Could you believe how?
Are you like hyperventilating?
That's part of French. Like, I mean, it is a romance language, of course, but I clearly love the tacos.
Shit! Wow, a little too much. Eek!
Like seriously,
don't
tacos are amazing.
Yeah. Do they have tacos in Scotland?
No, I've never had a single taco in Scotland. Mm. But could you imagine if they were there? But that would be intense.
They'd probably change the name and call them like Scottcos or something.
Scottcos.
Scottcos. They'd be like, they invented that shit. I'm not even an attempt because I sound like some fucking like degenerate Scrooge McDuck type thing, and it's just not going to work out.
I mean, I really wish I could swim in gold. Like, and
not just duck, a shower type.
I mean, just like, hey.
You want to be gargling some salty showers? Oh.
No, could you imagine like being in a full like onesie, like diving into like a pool of gold?
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
I'm just really wanting to wear a onesie right now.
All right. that's good.
That's good.
That's fine and dandy.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't have many friends.
So why am I talking to you right now?
I don't, evidently, like, we became friends at one point.
That's kind of fucked up.
Actually, tell them like how we actually like came into similar circles.
Cockfighting. With actual cocks?
No, we're talking about legal stuff. Okay.
My cock is licensed.
No.
Oh.
Not that one.
I don't know. What, really? Kind of all just being deviants, hanging out at punk rock shows and shit like that.
It was the Flint Local, man.
It was.
Flint Local 432.
It's now one of the longest running all ages punk rock clubs in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn sweet.
It is pretty sweet.
And I forget actually what band you were in at the time.
I don't know. Was it Army of One, maybe?
It was Army of One because Chris.
The punk ska days. Yeah, we were actually on the punk ska subsidiary of Moon Ska Records back then. Ska Satellite. Yeah, we were actually the first band signed to that. And then somebody did some no-nos over there at the label, and they ended up going bankrupt and screwing us out of a bunch of money, and that's why I'm still poor. But yeah, we actually just found out recently we're on a couple more comps over in Japan that we were never told about or ever paid for. So that was cool. I don't know. I mean, we were big in Japan, you know. But yep.
Yeah. No. That Moon City Ska. It was. What was the name of the album? It wasn't Armageddon. It was.
Oh, Ska. Skarmageddon.
Skarmageddon.
Skarmageddon 3.
Yeah.
Skarmageddon 3, and then that's actually what got us signed by Moon, and then we had an album come out after that, and then apparently some other Japanese things that I didn't know about until like a month ago.
Well, look it up, because I'm curious. I didn't know like that you were over there. Like, I just knew about Moon City and like
Moonstar.
How they ripped everybody off.
They did. It's a thing. So, but it was cool. We had a good time, you know, did roll around, play some shows, did stuff with you know, Les and Jake and Mustard Plug, and played with the Pilfers and MU330 and Buck 09 and a lot of the cool ska bands of the day. So we were part of the whole third wave ska wackiness. We had to, they had to stop Les and Jake mid set because we were in danger of caving in the floor. the place wasn't very well constructed, I guess you could say. So the entire floor, hundreds of people packed in a room, the whole floor was bowing. So of course, when
that was Metropolis, wasn't it?
It was Metropolis. So it got stopped mid set, and of course, they start back up and go, everybody jump. And just telling everybody to jump. So everybody's jumping up and down. And if you went downstairs, you could see the entire floor flexing. Like, it was just waiting for bodies to come dropping from the ceiling.
And kill the bartenders.
Yep.
I went to, I remember going to a show. Remember the band Moose Knuckle?
Oh, yeah.
How somebody sprayed pepper spray and it hit the fan that was like... helping out like the lead singer to keep cool, and like he just dropped, and like somebody drew a gun, and like there was a whole evacuation. I miss the old Metropolis.
Good times, good memories.
But listeners, Flint is amazing. Don't believe the shit on the media. It's a good town.
It is, you know. It's kind of funny that people talk about Flint, and it's like, it makes it sound like everybody's like running around, you know, Kevlar vests and shit all the time, dodging gunfire, when, you know, you can easily sit downtown on the sidewalk eating a crepe made from like locally sourced organic ingredients and go down the street and then get a local, you know, microbrew, you know. It's just, you know, some of it, you know, it's like any bigger city, there's always problems. You know, the shit that you've heard about, like the water crisis and stuff, that's fucking real. You know, this is horrible. And now you don't hear about it as much as you did after, you know, the news found something else to talk about, but the issue is still going on. I mean, it's still in Flint and people here are still dealing with it, but you know, there's a lot of really cool, talented, hardworking, honest, awesome people in Flint. So
yeah. Total blue collar.
Well, yeah, so yeah, you know, it sucks. A lot of the you know, Flint gets really bad rap, but you know.
Well, so does Detroit too, which I'm severely disappointed about.
Yeah,
because it's just like any city you live in, there's good parts and bad parts, and
that's true. So
it really disappoints me, like especially living down here in the South. They're telling me this stuff, and I'm like, no, it's not that bad. You just need to know where to go and where to be. And
yeah, it's like anywhere.
Exactly.
There's a, you know, there's always a, you know, richer side, a poorer side, place that's a little more rough, place that's a little less rough. You know, it's anywhere, you know, you just got to know where the hell to go and don't go and how the hell to behave yourself. Essentially, it's, I don't know. If you go anywhere and you're just a kind of a dumbass, you know, it doesn't matter where you're at, expect some shit.
You know, we're walking down like these streets with no lights that are just as wide as your shoulders. Well, maybe you might have had to walk sideways because like you're kind of bigger than I am. But
you call me fat.
Yeah, I know you're a pretty chubby bunny.
I do resemble a bunny, so I will take that as a compliment because I'm a cuddly bastard.
Oh, you've heard about my sex life. Sweet.
Everybody's heard about your sex life. I started a blog.
You saw my page?
Oh, speaking of that, do you know Bon Iver? The music, the group Bon Iver, otherwise known as Bon Iver, if you're very, very white. If you go online, somebody wrote, it's all like erotic fiction about basically Justin Vernon. They decide, apparently they don't know the difference. They think Justin Vernon's name is Bon Iver. So it's all about him basically being this super masculine, sexy lumberjack type. And it's fucking fantastic. You need to look it up. Bon Iver erotica. Oh, so here's a sampling for you. I found one. A moment after midnight, Bon Iver closes the shutter of our Christmas market kiosk. His lips are plum colored from our mulled wine. But his eyes shine like the Orient garlands that threaten to tumble from the kiosk heavy with snow. He takes my mitten and his mitten. My elf, he whispers with a frosty kiss. Let me take you back to the North Pole for some cuddles. I drive the truck. Bon Iver has been sampling the wine for several hours. And he sings, "Oh, Magnum Mysterium" to me in his falsetto. Breath visible in the night air. A tipsy angel. Bloop.
I've got nothing on that.
I mean, who does? I mean,
like, when you mentioned mulled wine, I was like, wow, they really planned this shit.
They did, man. That's like full on fist in the drawers reading that shit there. Holy shit. Oh, yeah, you need to read this shit, man. It's bonivererotica.tumblr.com.
Well, on a side note, how about that?
Yeah, I want to write one of these about like listener. Can we do one like about like George Jefferson or something?
Oh, we could totally pull that off. No, let's talk about that later after we log off with our faithful listeners.
Oh yeah, we should do that. We should
write but something. On a side note, I just got into this series. It's called Sword Guy, like G-A-I. It's on Netflix.
Sword Gay.
Guy.
Sword Gay.
Study your languages.
Sword Gay.
Sword Guy.
He unsheathed his purple-headed warrior and thrust it deep into my throbbing mass of love pudding.
Try to ride this red rocket. Because evidently people tried doing that. But
stab you over and over.
Like, if you try this, you'll lick it.
Oh, fuck.
But no, I'm in the fifth episode, but I really want to watch it with you concurrently so we can come up with a really good review.
I'll check it out. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. GAI, man. Learn your. Oh, another one. Have you seen Gantz Zero?
Yes,
dude.
I concur with that, dude. Dude,
it was so intense. It was kind of like it was like an animated. Computer animated. Like, I mean, it was CGI.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me a bunch of Psychopaths.
We need to find a good halfway recent manga series to read at the same time that we can chitty chat about. So I don't know if any listeners here have a really good recommendation for something that we should be reading or something we should be watching. Let us know so we can nerd out about it too.
Yeah, send a link, send a message. The formats we're available on.
Yeah, we're everywhere. I mean, other than Facebook, we have a plethora of other things and places where you can stalk us.
You want to tell them?
You tell them. You made a list. You wrote it down.
Okay, so SoundCloud.
Yeah, you can listen to our podcast there. You can follow us there. You don't actually have to subscribe like a regular podcast, so check us out.
I put Face Twit.
Face Twat?
Yeah, no, that was it's an abbreviation, like Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we're on both of those things now.
Yeah, so Face Twit.
Face Twatters.
No, Twit. It's just a twit. Like, you're being such a twit.
You can go
Go twat us on the twatter. We're on the tweeter twats.
So Player FM.
Yeah, it's a podcast directory.
Stitcher.
That is a place for podcasts as well.
We're on Google Play Music.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Right next to Nicki Minaj.
And we just got approved for iTunes.
We are going to be on, we're on the iTunes.
Which so, technically like, this is, you know, it's a duo, so it could be. Right.
So you can use your overpriced Apple device, your iPhone and whatever, and take some, there will be swearing on the go. Listen to us at your book club, in church, when you're taking a crap, places that you would listen to the bullshit.
While you're taking a shit?
While you're taking a shit? Like double whammy. Double whammy shit fest.
Double bonus, I would double say.
Bonus.
Oh, that's weird.
That is fucking amazing.
Love it.
Do you?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Don't stop believing. Take it. Take it.
There is, okay, so listeners, is no South Detroit.
That's true.
It's called Downriver.
So it's like, you know.
Which opens up a whole bunch of possibilities.
Well, that's true. I guess like Wyandotte didn't really roll off the tongue as well as South Detroit. Maybe if he just like walked south, he'd be in South Detroit technically.
I don't even know if he had a compass on him.
Steve Perry is always very well prepared. He's actually, it's little known fact, Steve Perry trained Bear Grylls, and they still drink each other's piss on a regular basis. That's part of how Steve Perry's voice got like that, was from all the piss drinking. It tightened your vocal cords, and this is all 100% true facts that we will put on a Wikipedia page that we will make up, and it will be verified by a panel of piss drinking experts who will say everything I just said is in fact true.
Yeah, you made it happen.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
You better believe I've been practicing.
What is that like? Is that Sling Blade?
I think so.
It's kind of like Hemorrhoid Batman.
Oh, we could try that. Okay, we can do this.
Well, can we? Can we? Are we consenting?
Oh, did you see the previews of the character? There's a meme that's going around, and it's about the series Titans. And of course, the original characters, they showed the first set of panels. It was like three sets of panels. First one was the cartoon. The second one was the live action adaption. And then the third panel were cosplays. Uh-huh. And the cosplays beat the shit out of like what the director producer made.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. There's some amazingly talented cosplayers that like they care about the characters so much. Fucking fantastic cosplays I've seen that's beat any fucking high production movie studio portrayal of a character. I mean, there's some really cool shit going on in the cosplay community.
Well, see, that's what I love about like comics and anime fans, like just hardcore fans that just love it for what it is.
Right.
And if there are any cosplayers listening, we love you. You're it's amazing. True, man.
You know, some of the coolest, most talented people I know, you know, are into cosplay and just the way they can do shit from an artistic point of view. You know, it's just another way to present art, you know, and then they're doing it in a way that's just
they're really engaging. They're really trying to wrap their head around who this character is and what this character means to them. And the way they do this stuff with fucking awesome. And even if you're not like dumping thousands of dollars into a costume, fuck, just the way you're doing, the way they do a lot of these things. Some of the simplest ones are so fucking great, man.
Did you see the guy that constructed the Hulkbuster armor?
Oh my God. So, so cool.
Like, he was 9 feet, 9 feet tall.
Yeah. No, I've been the Comic-Cons and shit, and there's like these just towering bodies, and it's like, how the fuck did they construct some of this shit? And it's just amazing, the even like the engineering that's gone into some of these things that just regular old people have done, man. They're fucking, they're awesome. Some really cool stuff, man. So cosplay stuff's fucking...
Yeah, we love you cosplayers, and keep on with the keeping on. Do it to it.
That's, for shizzle.
That, what?
For shizzle.
I don't know about that. But yeah, no, for sure. You should do that, cosplayers. And
right.
That's fucking amazing. All right, party people. Well, it's been a good time. We hope you have an amazing time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
What am I watching?
Thanks for watching.
This is an audio podcast.
Well, I keep looking at you, and I think it's like just visual, okay?
I'm all visual, baby. Shoot.
But if you want, I don't really want that one. But like, I just see your face, and that's fine with me.
I don't want it to end.
So either way, party people, thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. We are on a bunch of different media that you can look us up: SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Player FM, Stitcher, Google Play Music. We just got approved for iTunes, and that's pretty darn cool.
OMG.
Oh, my genitals?
Yes, your genitals.
All right, just mine in particularly. So, I'm Brad, and this is...
I'm not Brad.
He's not Brad.
I'm not Brad.
So, no, that's what he is not.
I am not.
And he's an existentialist, so that makes it even kind of funnier.
Sweet.
But either way... tune in. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Subscribe, like, comment. We want all that stuff.
Send pizza.
And talk to you later.
I'm Brad.
I'm not Brad. Oh, I'm Brad. Oh,
yeah. I forgot. Yeah. I'm not Brad. I'm Johnny. That's Brad.
Here's Johnny.
Fuck you. Goodbye. Bitch.
Thank you for listening to There Will Be Swearing. Subscribe, and I'll let you touch my butt. Ciao.
Hadouken!